a successful variance approved in this development?
We'd assume that. Good question.
Much doubt that.
Huh?
We doubt that.
Let me see how many we approve.
Please.
Yes, please.
It's not too much trouble.
Just one or two, maybe? Just for the record, yeah, well. It's a good idea. Yeah, but I mean, it's safe to, you can see if it's done, it gives appearance that there's been none. You know, and I'm sure there has been. If you can just give us a rough idea.
I can't imagine that.
There's not been any.
These, even with our approval, these people would continue with.
No.
That kind of opposition, but.
There was one in 93.
Okay.
What kind of variance was this?
It doesn't tell me.
But there was, there has been, and there was one. Okay.
Wow.
Because it would have been a couple of parcels down. This is 147, this is 153, so it's right in that area.
Still what?
So there's one even there.
One 13 years ago.
Well, there, I do remember another one that was, a front yard setback that was approved in there. Because I remember that when I had the area.
So two, and one was taken to court.
One out of two, yeah, and all that many, yeah, 13 years. I have no problem with it.
I'd say that they feel it'll alter central character of the neighborhood.
Stand corrected, there was two extra in there. There was another one in there. When I had that area, when I first started, that would have been in 2000, I remember, there was two. Another one was a through lot.
Okay.
This is a through lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a through lot.
Otherwise, what's the rear yard variant, or what's the rear yard setback if it wasn't a through lot?
20.
There.
Be 20 feet.
They're asking to be 22.
They would have, if it wanted a through lot, they could.
Standing would be 2 feet anyway.
I actually would have pulled, if it wasn't a through lot, they could be 6 feet from the rear lot line.
Pull.
Or pull.
Yes.
Or pull.
Pull.
Special.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with it. Mr. Mills?
I would suggest that if do want to approve it, that we address all the standards for granting a variance.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'd have to meet them in the court and find that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. McCabe?
Fine with me.
Mr. Whitman?
We're gonna take this, we're gonna take it to court anyway, right? Well.
Well, that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. I mean, if they do, I'm saying that unless we find that it meets all the standards for granting a variance, then the court's gonna find the same thing.
I think we could probably justify 4 out of 5, but I'm not sure about number 2 there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't, I mean, not created by the applicant.
It's not created by the applicant that it's a through lot.
Yeah.
You want to look at it that way?
Yeah, but I think probably a court would look at it as the applicant is creating it because they want the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could argue that the lot's unique as any, you know, because of the septic and so forth. The alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't even hear testimony that it wouldn't. So that would be two that arguably could be met.
What's that? That would alter?
No, I mean you could. I think it could be argued that it is unique and that it wouldn't alter the central character of the neighborhood. But
right.
As for the other three, it's obvious they can't otherwise be developed because it is. It is
Great.
Created by the applicant because they're asking for the request, and you know, minimum variance to afford relief, there's no, you know, it's not like a pool's a requirement of a home.
No.
But I'm wondering what it would do to the drainage, Joe, because they are coming out into that drainage too.
No, actually they're not. It appears that way, but that's a building line that runs across there. The drainage easement is just on the corner of the property and runs the opposite, it runs perpendicular to that building line which you're looking at.
Oh, okay, so that's that line coming down.
That's, I thought the same thing, and it's.
It's the opposite way.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be the tighter dotted line.
Oh, okay.
The other way. Perpendicular to that line.
Okay. So they own that anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. So if it wouldn't.
Yeah, they own all that. It's just an easement, but it's the easement's not affected.
No. Okay. I thought it was tied into the drainage. Which,
you know,
it would affect.
So you could, you know, that's part of the what you could argue or what could be argued that it's unique because of the drainage easement, because of the size of the lot. So, you know, like I said, that could probably be argued as well as the altering the central character of the neighborhood, because we didn't hear testimony otherwise.
Yeah.
But, you know, the court's going to say it doesn't meet all five standards for granting a variance. And, of course, that's what we have to determine.
The gentleman in opposition, though, his main concern was that it's in violation of the restrictions of the homeowners association. That's not your concern.
No.
Yeah, because
right.
Yeah, okay. So you're clear
about
that.
That's why he would have to take. They would have to take it.
Right.
To court.
You can do what you want to do independent of the homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
They're more restrictive than that's their
right.
thing
so
to enforce it.
Because if it went to 3 feet, you know, you'd have 20, right? You'd only be 2 feet off.
If it went 3 feet, you'd be 6 feet.
So see, he'd still be.
He'd be 6 feet from the rear and 10 feet from the side.
I don't have a problem with that. Since John told me what went that. I thought it was the other way because he was going to get into the drainage then.
Oh,
no, the opposite. Yeah, I don't have no problem with it.
I don't either. I
don't have a problem with it, but I now realize what John's saying. I looked at it too.
So. It'd be difficult for our legal counsel to defend it if it did go to court.
You can say that about any swimming pool, whenever there's...
Right.
Yeah.
And we could say that about any case, but this one is, you know, forewarned that it more than likely would be appealed. So.
Then we heard further testimony. She'd already, you know, he's saying that they didn't, but then she said she talked to the fellow. So that's one of these he-she things, but
yeah.
If they don't tell, I'm not worried about that, but why not?
Well, the onus...
I have no problem with it. I mean, if they're that far off, it's only 2 feet. Let them worry about that.
I would recommend you defer it. Talk to Rick.
All right, Tony.
Okay.
Give me another job.
Thanks. It's up to you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Make a motion. We table case number 9535.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 9535 to our next regular meeting, which will be the 10th of July. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next is case number 9538.